Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is George. I'm from Minnesota Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call. What is your zip code?
55411.
Thank you.
Pick up that garbage on the floor now. Get out now. Come on. Get out of here. I'm sorry.
And thank you for taking my call, ma'am. What year were you born? Just a year.
84.
And what is your race? White, African American, Black, American Indian, or Alaska Native? Asian, Pacific Islander, or from the Middle East? Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish?
Well, you have others?
Yes.
Other.
Okay. Okay. When you say other, can you please specify?
I am French Canadian, Indian, Irish, and Black.
French Canadian.
Indian
and
Irish,
Black?
And Black.
Irish.
Yes.
Okay. And what the? Okay. Thank you so much. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for taking my call. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, I am.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a Associate's in Applied Science and Accounting.
Okay. So would you say some college but no degree, or associate's degree, or bachelor's degree, master's, or professional degree?
I would say an associate's degree.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Democrat.
Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction the community is headed?
That one would be kind of... Well, I would say I'm very satisfied in the direction I'm going now.
Okay. And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year? Much better, somewhat better, stay the same, or somewhat worse, or much worse?
I might guess so much worse.
And what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please pick three. Here's the first ones. Affordable quality health care, affordable quality housing, reproductive or maternal health, criminal justice and police reform, Kasuntai, access to good jobs, raising cost of living, reducing racism and discrimination, or protecting and expanding voting rights, or climate change and the environment, or public safety, including gun violence, access to quality education. Please pick three.
I would say the gun violence, affordable housing, and...
I have affordable quality health care, reproductive or mental health care, criminal justice and police reform, access to good jobs, raising cost of living or reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and...
That, yeah, that's what it was, reducing racism and discrimination. That's okay. I couldn't think of all... I couldn't think of the...
Well, hey, if I go too fast, let me know. I can slow down for you, and I can also read them for you, okay? And you're doing great, by the way. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The following says, What initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Here's the first ones. Please pick three. I have alternative first response to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, a community-led violence prevention initiatives, increasing drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, increasing gun control statewide, increasing police presence, more employment opportunity for formerly incarcerated individuals, decreased police presence, and please pick three.
I would say the more employment for the criminals.
Okay.
And then I would say the police, they need more. And then
increase their presence? Is that where you're...
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'll mark
that
down for you.
And then crack down on the drugs.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, what aspect of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please pick up to three. Here's the first ones. Community engagement and cooperation. Neighborhood watch initiatives. Rehabilitation and restriction efforts. Law enforcement programs. Drug and substance abuse prevention. Support for victims in crime, mental health support services, gun control measures, juvenile justice programs, emergency response services. Please pick three.
I would say gun control and mental health and substance abuse.
Substance abuse, okay. You also said mental health, is that correct?
Yes. Stop. Stop. Get out of my room. Get out of my room. You just fall. No. Get.
Now, with the following, I would like to ask you to thank again for your patience. Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Please pick three. Here's the first one. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other police safety programs. Diversifying police ranks, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence.
That one.
Okay. The other one says cultural specific community healing practices or using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases or reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
I would say
sure, no problem. The first one says increasing civilian oversight of police and other police safety programs, diversifying police ranks, cultural specific community healing practices, or using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases.
Yeah, that one and the cultural healing one.
Okay. And what aspect of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please pick three. Here's the first ones. I have access to educational resources, diversity of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, school safety and security, a Black-centered curriculum, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurriculum activities and opportunities, quality of teachers, special education programs, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, access to technology, parental involvement and support. Please pick three.
I would say the cultural one.
Okay.
And the diverse of teachers.
A quality of teachers? Is that what you're talking about, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
And I also have up-to-date schools, facilities, and...
Yeah, my kid's school is... I'm not going to lie. My kid's school is up-to-date. My kid's school has a telescope in it.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Wow. Okay.
One of those big... it's an observatory or observation. I don't know. They can look at... we just had a star. We were able to go see... what was it? Uranus and Neptune in the sky the other night.
Oh, yes.
With the telescope.
Are you talking about the observatory?
Yes.
Yes. That's very
my kids go to that school.
Oh, that's real good that that's good that they're learning that. For quality purposes, ma'am, I got to continue with the survey. But thank you for the information. Mm-hmm. From the options that I have here, so I have for you, I have quality of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, and what would be your last choice? I have a diversity of teachers, access to educational resources, school safety and security, a Black-centered curriculum, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurriculum activities and opportunities, or special education programs, robust curriculum. Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. You're doing great. And we are starting to wrap this up. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree. You said it's not enough resources, or there is enough?
The statement says, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. So do you want me to leave it down as strongly agree or somewhat agree, ma'am?
I somewhat agree with that.
Okay. The other one says, which initiative or program do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please select up to three. Here's the first one. Mentorship programs, suicide intervention programs, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers, a walk-in counseling center at school, access to quality after-school programs, access to cultural affirming curriculum, or school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress.
I would say culturally, the cultural curriculum and the second and third one that you said.
The second one says a suicide intervention program. Is that what you want me to mark down? Okay.
Yes.
And the other one says promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers, or walk-in counseling centers at school.
Yes. The first one you said in there.
Okay. Thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. We are almost done here. Now, here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflict, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than slowly pushing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and recognition among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school?
Yes.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. And school resources officers are police officers hired by local police departments to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resources officers in Minnesota schools?
Yes.
Strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Strongly supportive.
And do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds on students?
No.
Strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I strongly oppose it.
And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
I strongly agree with that statement.
And which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please pick two. Here's the first one. More opportunities to promoting. And races. Ability to build an investment portfolio, helping acquiring valuable job skills, support buildings and strong professional network, debt reduction, help starting or maintaining a business or financial literacy, resources to reach financial goals. Please pick two.
I would say the small business one, and then can you repeat back the first two again?
Sure. More opportunity to promotion and races, ability to build an investment portfolio, or help acquiring
the investment portfolio on that one.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Which of the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please pick two. Here's the first one. Increased food assistance programs, universal basic income, increasing rental assistance programs, universal health care, increasing statewide subsidized housing, increasing home ownership programs, subsidized public transportation, or increased income-based housing programs. Please pick two.
That's a hard one. Because I don't lie, you would need all of them. But increased income-based housing, I would say that one for sure. And then the other one, can you read number two and three back to me again?
Sure. Increased food assistance programs.
Yeah, food assistance. Food assistance. That's what it is. I can remember if that was two or three.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we are starting to wrap this up. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Here's the first one. Walkability, access to parks or natural spaces, access to good schools, convenient public transportation options, safe and secure surroundings, affordable housing options, neighbors who look like me, friendly and supportive neighbors, employment opportunity nearby, and please pick three.
Okay, so the affordable housing, I look at the schools, and then I look at the natural outdoor resources, the things that me and my children can go do.
Okay. And with the following, I'd like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. Now, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Here's the first one. Please pick two options. I have making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, or teaching people about home ownership, building more middle and low income housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, or reposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Please pick two.
Okay, I would say the abandoned building and properties for affordable housing, definitely, because it's a lot of vacant property and abandoned buildings that need to be habitated in, made affordable housing. And then the, what was number four?
Number four is setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing.
That one too. That one.
Okay.
The rent
and
control.
Are you, okay, thank you very much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
I'm single.
Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Four.
And how would you describe your employment status? Are you working full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or student?
I work part-time.
And were you born in the United States or another country?
I was born in another country.
If you don't mind me asking, were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
And from whom did you vote for in 2020 general elections for president? Or did you not vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, a small town, or rural?
I live in a city.
Would you call it like urban or suburban?
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay. And lastly, last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$86,550.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your evening. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.